and can't remember a storm like this one.
I start seeing the blue transformer flashes just right over midtown, and then grabbed my family that was home, and we jumped in the car and tried to get to my brother's house.
Osborne couldn't get there because of blocked roadway, so he came back to a ravaged community.
And 62 million people across the country are still dealing with the threat of severe weather. The clock is ticking to reach the thousands believed to be buried in a landslide in Papua New Guinea. The BBC's Katie Watson reports.
Nearly 4 days on from the landslide, few bodies have been pulled from the rubble. It was 3 a.m. on Friday when the landslide struck, wiping out well over 100 houses while residents were asleep. The final death toll won't be known for some time. Added to that, the population swelled recently because of nearby tribal violence. That's also made the rescue effort harder.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls it a tragic mistake. An airstrike hit a tent camp filled with displaced Palestinians. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in Jerusalem.
Following the series of airstrikes by Israeli warplanes, fire raged through the makeshift encampment in Rafah's Tel al-Sultan area in what's being described as the tent massacre. The horrifying aftermath defies belief. Bodies burnt beyond recognition, a man holding the body of a child beheaded from the force of the blast.
At Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia today.
Park time, left wheel, park.
President Biden attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice serving our country. Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton has died after a long battle with cancer. He was a star on the court and became one of the biggest in basketball broadcasting as well.
You know, I went to Temecula and brought you some dirt.
Oh, like, don't.
You do it like this, you get it, you sort of rub it on, get it, and then you just sort of, okay, now I'm ready to go.
Walton was 71. Heartbreaking loss for tennis star Rafael Nadal. He lost at the French Open to a number 4 seed and is out. The 14-time champ has said he expects to retire after the current season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers put together a late-inning rally to beat Chicago 5-1 in front of over 41,000 fans at American Family Field. The play of the day, bottom of the eighth, Willie Adames at the plate, Brian Anderson with the call. Wisconsin Valley Sports.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field, Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A three-run blast, Willie Adames! 4-0 Brewers.
Adames on taking a swing with 3 balls and no strikes.
Well, I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right
opportunity at the right moment and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' offensive drought continues. Manager Craig Counsell.
We talked about margin. You're in this low run scoring environment that a couple weeks now.
From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers ending will have mostly cloudy skies in the overnight and lower 50s by daybreak. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely for your Tuesday. Mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s. Some of the rain could be locally heavy. It's 57 at our studios.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is one of my heroes, Joy-Ann Reid, the journalist, host of MSNBC's The Readout. It's one of the programs that is on my daily to must watch list. Joy-Ann Reid goes places where a lot of reporters don't, and commentators, and just does such a great job. And I'm so pleased to have her on the program. She has a new book out. It's Medgar and Merle, Medgar Evers and the Love Story That Awakened America. It's absolutely brilliant. Joy-Ann Reid, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to have you with us. By the way,
if this was the radio show, I would say long time listener, first time caller. I'm such a huge fan of yours, and so I am fangirling a little bit just being on here with you, because I am a very long time fan of what you do.
Well, thank you. In fact, I wanted to apologize to you. I was on your program a few months ago, or maybe a year ago, and it was almost 2 weeks after I'd had back surgery. And after I got off the air, I turned to my wife, or I went downstairs and asked Louise, how did the hit go? And she was like, you were grinning through that whole thing. Did you take a pain pill? And I was like, yeah, I did. So I'm sorry.
You have to come back and do it soon. I was listening to you talking about the Koch brothers, and I literally started texting my bookers and like, get that man back on the show, because this is like the conversation I keep trying to get people to have. That,
oh yeah,
it's the oligarchs.
Yeah, it
Pay
really
attention
is.
To the oligarchs.
It really is, and I so respect how often you go there, and how so many other people in our business just don't. But let's talk about Medgar and Merle. You have written an absolutely brilliant book. I'm only three quarters of the way through it. I'm sorry, I haven't gotten to the last two chapters or so, but I've got questions and comments and thoughts and just this. Let's just touch on this. First of all, Medgar Evers and Merle, for people who don't know who they are, living under a rock or whatever, or young people, give us the overview to begin with.
Well, and I'll say that it's not even young people or people under a rock. I mean, Medgar Evers in general is not that well known. There are people who are from Mississippi, who grew up in Mississippi, who don't know who he is. And the airport in Jackson is named after him. And a lot of people really don't know who he is, which is sort of a sad thing about the way we teach history in the country.
Yeah.
So Medgar Evers was the first field secretary for the NAACP. If you think about Vernon Jordan, who we all remember was Bill Clinton's friend, he was the field secretary in Georgia. At the same time, Medgar Evers was the field secretary in Mississippi. And what that means is that the NAACP hired him to do three things. His job was to investigate the lynchings of black people and report that back to the organization, which was trying to push for a anti-lynching law, federal legislation. So their job was to try to generate legislation to do something about the ills of black folks. So he would investigate these crimes. His second job was to sign people up for NAACP memberships and to register black folks to vote in a state where they had to technically follow the 15th Amendment, but they had all sorts of tricks and chicanery, but also threats and the Klan to keep black folks from voting, which, by the way, if you can't register to vote, you can't serve on juries. So there were all of these ways of suppressing black people in Mississippi. So that was his job. Merle Evers-Williams now. She was an adorable, poised little 17-year-old who was in a girls' singing group in rural Vicksburg, Mississippi. And the two of them met when Medgar came home from World War II, where he fought on Omaha Beach and joined and you know, went back to college. They met on the first day of college at Alcorn State University and had this wonderful romance, and the rest is partly tragic but partly wonderful history.
I thought it was beautiful the way you are. It really, I mean, this book is the history of a large part of the civil rights movement during that era. And, you know, being told through the story of this beautiful love story of these two people, I had no idea that he had served in the military, that he'd been on Omaha Beach on D-Day and all those kind of things. I mean, that was quite remarkable. And then when he came back to Mississippi, there was this exception to the poll tax rule that had to do with returning veterans, and apparently Mississippi's white elders didn't realize how many black Mississippians had volunteered for World War II or been drafted, for that matter. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, it just goes to show you that racism and intelligence generally don't go together.
There you go.
And so what happened was, yes, the state of Mississippi had a poll tax that was not, and this is another thing that, and you do this a lot, Tom, which I love about the way that you do what you do. People often forget that the war against black people, going all the way back from enslavement till after enslavement, are trying to drive black people back to the plantations and into secondary civic life, was also a war on white poor people.
Yep.
Because they, too, were subjected to the poll tax. The poll tax meant that if you didn't have a certain amount of money to be able to pay this special tax, you couldn't vote, whether you were white or black. But the sort of elders of Mississippi, the planter class that still ran Mississippi, even though you know, slavery was long gone, they decided to do this exemption for the poll tax for their boys who'd gone off to World War II to let them vote when they came back, the men, because, of course, you know, they were more interested in them than they were in anything that women could do. But they forgot that, you know, lots of black men had also signed up and gone off to World War II, including both Medgar and Charles Evers. And so when these black men came back, they said, you know, the law says we're also exempt from the poll tax, so we want to register to vote. And so Medgar and Charles and some of their friends who were fellow veterans marched down to the voter registrar in their little town and tried to register to vote, and were met with violent resistance by hundreds, about 200 armed white men who tried to prevent them from registering. They ended up registering, but they were prevented from actually voting in that 1946 election by an even larger cadre of armed white men. But it really showed that the fight to keep the franchise out of the hands of black, you know, men, black people at the time, it was a four-square full operation that went from the top of the government all the way down to the Klan.
Yeah, it absolutely did. In your book, one of the next chapters is about the impact of the murder of Emmett Till and the brave decision that his mother made to have an open casket, and Reverend George Washington Lee and Amos Brown. There's a whole complex and fascinating story here. You want to tell that?
Absolutely. And so, you know, Reverend Lee is the original, he was the adult version of what Emmett Till became. He was lynched because he was trying to register folks to vote. He was taking voter registrations to the registrar in his small rural Mississippi town. The Klan pulled up beside his car, shot him in the face, shot his jaw off. And then, of course, the sheriff of that town claimed that his death was simply a car accident and that the injuries to his jaw were caused by his fillings flying out of his mouth, and that's what caused his injuries, and not the Klan. But everyone in that community knew that the Klan had done it. I mean, it was technically not illegal to kill black people in this country until probably the 1970s or 80s, when you started seeing white men actually convicted for doing that. You just usually knew that it was like the purge, you know, white people to blow off steam. The working class whites were sort of unleashed to kill at will and blow off steam that way, because, of course, that kept them distracted from the fact that they were getting nothing from the planter class economically. They kept them distracted with hating and killing black people. And so when Reverend Lee was killed, his wife, Rosebud, decided that if they were going to murder her husband, the world was going to force to see it. And so she opened the casket at this funeral, and that actually became the inspiration for Mamie Till Mobley. And she did the same thing with little Emmett Till. And when he was lynched, it showed how brazen the Mississippi Klan was, because even though his family was from Mississippi, his uncle who he was staying with, that was his mom's family, he was from Chicago. And killing a Northern boy was usually a bridge too far, even for the Klan. But the fact that they still lynched this 14-year-old boy, and that Mamie Till Mobley decided she was going to do a Reverend Lee and open the casket, it turned that lynching into an international scandal. And so that was that case. And that was the first big case that Medgar Evers investigated as the NAACP field secretary. And he managed to get three black witnesses to risk their lives, including Emmett's uncle, to testify in that murder trial. The state had to put him on trial because it became a scandal that went beyond Mississippi, and it was an embarrassment to the state. So they put the two killers on trial, one of whom was also a World War II veteran. They were, of course, acquitted in 10 minutes. And those three black witnesses, Medgar Evers' next job was to put them on the $11.50 train out of Mississippi into Chicago.
Absolutely remarkable. Joy, you can stick around for a little bit with us?
Yeah.
Great. We've got to take a quick break here, but we will be right back. We're talking with Joy-Ann Reed. She has a new book out, and it is such a touching, moving story, in addition to this great history of a really consequential era. It's titled Medgar and Murley, Medgar Evers and the Love Story That Awakened America. We'll be right back with Joy-Ann Reed. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The book, you can find all the information over at joyannreed.com. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. And welcome back. Our guest is Joanne Reed, the host of the MSNBC program, The Readout, must-watch television, and she has a new book. It's just an absolutely wonderful read. It's heartwarming and horrifying at the same time, in part because of the era Medgar and Murley, Medgar Evers and the love story that awakened America. We were just talking about the house on Gine Street where he ultimately was assassinated right in front of the house. Can you tell me about some of the white allies who were working with him? You wrote about Hazel Brannon Smith and Reverend Ed King, for example.
Yeah, so Hazel Smith was a remarkable character. She was a newspaper woman, and she actually published three different, you know, general market white newspapers. But she was one of the white people who partnered with Medgar, because one of the things that really bothered him as a kid growing up in Mississippi is that when someone was lynched, including a friend of his father's when he was about 11 years old, no one would say anything about it. It's like the person just dissolved into the earth, and black people were too afraid to say anything. There were no protests. There were no, you know, speeches about the person in church. The person would just disappear and no one would say anything out of real just terror and fear. And so his thing was, you know what, if there are going to be lynchings and there are going to be murders and there's going to be discrimination, we need to be able to talk about it. So he founded this newspaper called the Mississippi Free Press, and he needed someone to print it. And this white woman volunteered to print it. She had been pro-segregation but changed her mind after Brown v. Board and decided to become an ally. And she became the scourge of white society. She was no longer invited to be a part of white society, but then she would have these amazing dinner parties and have black people there, you know, and so she just was this sort of Renaissance woman who completely flipped her views and became an ally. The other person is Reverend Ed King, who was actually in many ways the closest advisor to Medgar Evers. He and John Salter, who was a white presenting indigenous man, but he looked white, so he lived as a white man. And Reverend King was a confidant of Medgar Evers, and he met him when Ed King was actually in college, and Medgar would bring together students at Black Tougaloo University and Alcorn together to have these interracial conversations and to help young white students understand the way black people live, because while they lived in the same city, because of segregation, they knew nothing about what black people dealt with and what they went through. And as Ed King became closer to Medgar Evers, Medgar actually encouraged him to eventually become the chaplain at All Black Tougaloo University. So there were, you know, white people involved intimately in this movement. And, you know, Medgar's father used to say, there are three kinds of white people. They were the white people who would kill you just as soon look at you. There were the white people who would be your ally and, you know, go into the fire with you. And then there were the what you would call sort of the useless kind of moderates who would see the injustice, think it's wrong, but do nothing about it. And so I think that's literally a story of what the movement was. It was an interracial movement, but the white allies who were willing to take part in it really were heroic, because they were risking becoming, you know, an anathema to their community, becoming outcasts, and also risking also being killed, as we saw as Mr. Goodman and Mr. Schwerner were ultimately murdered in 1965.
And Mr. Cheney.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Cheney was the local. And by the way, the funny thing about it is I call Medgar Evers the Forrest Gump of American history, of American civil rights history, because he's like involved in all these stories that you don't think he would be. James Cheney, who was the 20-year-old black man who was killed with Goodman and Schwerner, was actually a young NAACP activist. His first act of civic activism was as a member of the NAACP Youth Leagues, stitching a hand-drawn NAACP membership's patch onto his clothing as a high school student and getting expelled. And, you know, Medgar trained a lot of these young activists who later participated in things like the Freedom Rides. He was involved in the Woolworth sit-in that was the most violent and famous sit-in that Mr. Salter was a part of. He trained a lot of the young activists who actually became civil rights leaders, both black and white.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. You talk about the Tougaloo Nine and also about the FBI and the wiretaps and whatnot that he was constantly under. We've got about 2 minutes to a hard break I can't control. So your thoughts on those?
Very quickly, and the thing is that the wiretaps weren't even the FBI. They were a state-controlled spy agency called the Sovereignty Commission. And he tried to tell the FBI that his phone was tapped, and they never did anything about it and didn't believe him. So it was a constant state of surveillance, including some black folks that were taking money from the Sovereignty Commission to watch other people. It was a time of pure horror. It was the most dangerous state to be black in America. And so Medgar Evers is a singular hero, but he couldn't have done it without Murley, who was his secretary, sounding board, the person who would read over his speeches and let him practice them with her. And they were a duo. And that's really the reason I wrote the book. That love story enabled him to do what he did. And then she took up the mantle afterwards and ensured justice for that killer, and also that the legacy of Medgar would go on.
Yeah, I thought one of the moments that really hit me was toward the end of the book when she was running politically and a member of the Beckwith family came in and said, "I'm a member of the Beckwith family."
Yeah, and he had been stalking her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when she moved to California, she still was never too far away from the sort of ramifications of that murder. It followed her, and she was very determined to get justice from the moment that the assassination happened until 30 years later when Byron De La Beckwith was sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah, finally. I mean, you know, finally it consumed. It just wrapped up, but... You have written an absolute masterpiece. It's rare that biographies are just so moving and so information filled. The book is Medgar and Murley, Medgar Evers and the Love Story That Awakened America. The author, of course, Joanne Reed, the host of the Readout on MSNBC. Joanne Reed, thank you so much for dropping by today. It's great talking.
Thank you, Tom. It's such an honor. It's so great to get to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure and my honor too. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of the break here. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Recently, I did an op-ed and a little rant here about what happens when you raise the top income tax rate on morbidly rich people to 90%, and how, you know, that helps reduce income inequality and funds the government, all kinds of good positive things. What about corporate taxes? We really need to go back to the 50% top corporate income tax rate that we had under Dwight Eisenhower, for example. The reason why is not on the assumption that we're going to collect all that money, but what it does is it causes corporations to change their behavior, to do things to try to get tax deductions so they don't have to pay that in taxes. And what are the main things they do? They develop new products. They do research and development. They become more competitive. They open up new stores. They pay their employees better. They offer better benefits. All of these things are 100% tax deductible and thus lower their corporate income taxes and help out America. You can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com. Minutes past the hour, and let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I just wanted to bring a name up from a blast of the past and, you know, throw it your way and see if you can run up on anything, maybe run it past your last guest there, Miss Reed. She's aces when it comes to this. What is the wonderful Robert and Rebecca Mercer up to these days?
Oh, good grief. I have no idea. I read an article, I think, 2 years ago, year and a half ago, that said that both of them had become very disillusioned with politics and Trump following the 2020 election, and that they weren't going to be, being real active in politics and donating. But, you know, the talk is cheap. I have no idea what they're up to right now, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw an article from 2023 saying they were trying to evaluate what they were going to do in this cycle. But you know darn well those snakes, they're involved somewhere.
The problem is the Supreme Court legalized it. I mean, you know, if the Supreme Court had made it so that you could, you know, invest $50 with a local politician and make back $50,000 in a local government contract, and it was all perfectly legal, why not do it, you know?
You know, and I've always been a proponent for not only doing our elections more like they do overseas in England, you know, to where you get 6 months and you can't campaign within 30 days of the election.
Yep. Everything's by mail.
It's all publicly funded and yada, yada. Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a lot of things that we need to get done. But here's my last little piece. I'm over 60. I'm 65. I'm not, you know, I'm two steps ahead of a pinball wizard, basically. I know a little bit about computers and whatever. I do okay, I think. But I bought a Vizio TV, one of those smart TVs. Mm-hmm. And it comes with all these different apps on it, okay? And I've just recently been going through them finally because there's so many of them. And all these different ones that have that you can access for free with ads or whatever, they have their different categories, and one of them's news and opinion. Well, on each of these apps that I've gone through, which I just did this morning, I finally got around to it, I see America First, I see Newsmax, I see OAN, I see Fox on all of it. And I don't see Free Speech TV, I don't see Pod Save America, I don't see any of our material anywhere. And I want to know, you know, at some point, you say that we don't have the power, the money power. Well, you know what? Hey, Taylor Swift, hey, Jay-Z, hey, Rihanna, hey, Beyonce, we've got the money. These people need to get their heads in this game because they've got as much, if not more, to lose. There would probably be nothing that would throw a bigger grin on Trump's face than to take that Taylor Swift or any of those entertainers, that he knows that don't like him, and toss their butts in the brig and take all their money from them.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got more on the line to lose than we do.
Yeah, he's already talked about it. No, Ike, I share your frustration. The Republican Party and the conservative movement and the billionaires behind them, largely post 1980. You know, in 1980, David Koch ran for vice president on the Libertarian ticket.
Right.
And that was a big lesson for him and his brother Charles that, instead of trying to change American politics from outside the two-party system, the way to really do it would be to take over one of the two parties. And they set their sights on the Republican Party. And I would argue that they've largely done that over the last 40 years or 50 years.
And Tom, they've been hollowing out our media. I called the DNC back in a couple of years before Rush Limbaugh ever showed up.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, man, you've got free media here. It's a wide open space. You know, you can call into these talk shows. And they were all underneath that, before Reagan did them in.
Mm-hmm.
But you could get your point out there. And I told the DNC, I said, man, y'all need to be utilizing this.
Yeah.
And they ignored me. Well, guess what? They're ignoring the internet now, and that's how we get our free TV, is over the net. You can't get it on over the air. So they better start getting their content, including free speech TV, and a dream team together, and getting it onto these apps and getting space in here to do battle.
Yeah,
is you and Reed and Chris Hayes and Mari Albert. You know, I can think of a whole bunch of y'all. As a matter of fact, I don't want to lose you to MSNBC, but you could do some more guest spots there,
Yeah, well, you're not going to. I'm fine here. Bottom line, I hope that Free Speech TV has or is contemplating, they've got kind of new management right now, is contemplating hiring somebody whose job is, basically getting them on all those apps or getting their apps, out there and making, expanding the universe of available options. So, Ike, thank you for the call, and thanks for your strong support for what we're doing. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, a couple 2X hard to follow. After Joanne Reed and the last callers, it's hard to follow them too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
My thing is, we as Democrats, and I call myself a Democrat even though I have voted Republican, seem to want Donald Trump on the ballot. Because what did his sister Marianne Trump say about him? He's cruel with no principle. His sister.
Federal judge.
I can't understand why nobody has brought that up. His own blood sister say he's cruel with no principles.
Yep.
And I haven't heard that. Can you imagine if Joe Biden's sister say was cruel with no principle?
And his niece, who's a psychologist, says he's a psychopath.
I mean, his own family is warning America.
Yep.
And the way I look at it, if it's America committing suicide if he gets elected.
Yeah.
People do commit suicide, and I think America's committing suicide, have a suicidal tendency if he's get elected.
Yeah, it certainly would happen in Germany in 1933.
Yeah, he called immigrants animals.
Yep.
Animals. I mean, and he said a bloodbath. And we didn't follow up as people with good sense didn't follow up. Say the most Americans killed in one day was during the Civil War.
Yeah.
I think in Battle of Shiloh, 25,000 Americans killed in 24 hours, the Battle of Antietam, 24,000 killed in 12 hours.
Wow.
But nobody follows that up.
Yeah.
No, I guess the most Americans killed was in any war. We've been in 75 wars, and the most Americans killed was in the Civil War.
Yeah.
So when you talk Civil War, you're talking blood up to the horse's bridle, as says in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have been in countries. I was in Uganda in the middle of a Civil War. I was in the Philippines when Ferdy Marcos got run out. That didn't turn into a Civil War, but there were a couple of days there when they thought it would. You do not want to be in a civil war. They are horrible, horrible things.
No, no. We got kids. You got kids. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got great grandkids. I don't want to see America committing suicide.
Nope.
I'm not going to be here for it.
No,
What we're doing right now. With Trump on the ballot, committing suicide.
Well, I think we're gonna push him back down, and so we'll see. Gar, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I'm spot on. James in Detroit. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm fine. What's up?
From you?
Something in my mind, but I'm good.
Enjoying your show as always, my big thing is the damn Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
The term limits. There's how, because I'm not politically inclined enough to know the procedure of how, from the grassroots or some damn how, we can get term limits on the Supreme Court.
It would take an act of Congress. It would only require a majority vote in the House. And if it weren't filibustered, it would only require a majority vote in the Senate. It will almost certainly be filibustered, but then with a simple majority in the Senate, you can defeat a filibuster. The problem last time around with the voting rights legislation, you know, the For the People Act, was that both Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin were voting with the Republicans. Neither one of them are running for re-election now, so I'm hopeful that we can.
I'd like to see 12-year limits. I'd like to see that way you can have a two-term president, you know, 8 years. The next president's got 4 years to deal with whoever they don't like on a court.
And you can stagger the appointments. No, I'm with you. I'm in favor of an 18-year limit, but I'd go with 12. I do think there is something to be said for a little longer tenure, though. James, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes are to blame for at least 23 deaths. Paul McFarlane is with the Salvation Army in hard-hit North Texas.
It's terrible. It's amazing the destruction and the loss that has been experienced in this tornado. Not only here in Valley View, but at the other locations here in North Texas. It's heartbreaking and really sad.
The Israeli military is investigating an airstrike that killed dozens of Palestinians in a makeshift refugee camp in Rafah. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We have already evacuated in Rafah about 1 million residents. And despite our best effort not to harm those uninvolved, there was a tragic mishap last night.
On Monday, in the nation's capital, the National Memorial Day Parade honored those who protected and served our country. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. The Turbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. The Biden administration is expanding health coverage to children of immigrants in the DACA program. DACA participants in the U.S. are three times more likely than the general population to be uninsured. Aline Yuriko Badillo Carrillo is in the DACA program.
Not just for me, but I think it's a communal benefit. If I have access to medical care, then I'll be able to be healthier, and then I'll be able to help others.
Badillo Carrillo says immigrants and their families work many jobs vital to the economy. This is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 and one-eighth hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers ending will have mostly cloudy skies in the overnight at lower 50s by daybreak. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely for your Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s. Some of the rain could be locally heavy. Right now, it's 55.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
He was hurting. I mean, Andrew Gillum almost beat him. That was a very close race. And he was low on money, so he needed some help. And supposedly Lev hooked him up with one of the big marijuana dispensaries, because they wanted to, if they got passed, that they want to have that help out. So, and he did. And so that put him over the amount that he needed, and then he ended up getting elected. Then supposedly Ron DeSantis went back and returned the money from the dispensary. But it's very interesting. That guy, we can look it up. It's very interesting how that whole thing worked out.
Yeah, he really got around. And now he's back out of prison. He's just saying, hey, I was working for the Russians.
Yeah, he's he turned out that he's not in the dark side anymore. He's in the good side.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's very interesting guy. You look at him, he speaks a bunch of different languages. Mm-hmm. He looks like, I don't know, he's not the most handsome guy in the world. I don't know if you saw the picture of him today, but he's got a beautiful wife. God, beautiful, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he does.
But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, and I hope he speaks up more, and he should write a book, because I'm telling you, I'm sure that would be very interesting.
I bet you anyway, $50 he is. Not that I bet, but I think you're absolutely right. Fred, thank you for the call. Good one. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Back at you.
You know, I had an aha moment, and unfortunately it wasn't a very good moment. You had a good description on what the Republican plan is to win the 24 presidential election. Basically, the House is not going to certify the results of the election. They're going to throw it back to the states. There's 26 Republican states. You know the drill. And there's 23 Democratic states. Therefore, Trump's going to win the election. However, that's not the end of the story. Going forward, if the Republicans maintain control of the House, and if the Republicans maintain control of the states, 26 states or whatever they need to control it, that is going to continue to repeat itself, and we've lost the Democratic presidency going forward for this foreseeable future.
Yeah, no, this is the goal of the GOP, is to create a one-party state here in the United States. They're very Stalinist in their strategy and worldview.
And I hate to bring up a problem without suggesting a solution, but you said it yourself, what they're doing is perfectly legal.
Yes, yeah, and that's why what we've got to do is ring the alarm bell, let people know, and the states have to get ready. They really have to get ready. Carl, I need to move along, but thank you for sharing that. That was a good one. Also, Stephen in Pataskala, Ohio. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Just east of Hebron, Ohio. Sorry,
we'll
call it. The last guy ties right in. The website is nationalpopularvote.com/right. There's only 8 states left, and one legislature chamber has voted for it.
Yep.
So, and that
Maine and Michigan
7.
Are the two that are coming, are probably going to go down this year, right?
Right. And so that's 78 plus 205 gets you over the 270 needed. So it's Arizona, Arkansas, Maine, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Virginia. So it's nationalpopularvote.com/right, WRITE.
Yeah. You don't even need the forward slash. Just nationalpopularvote.com will.
Petition.
Oh, for the petition. Okay. Yeah.
Well, forward slash right. So,
yeah. And this is what this is, is where, you know, for people who don't know what we're talking about, it's where every state has, under the Constitution, they can assign their electors however they want. And we've all agreed that we'll assign our electors based on whoever won, the state. Well, this would change that, so that the states that sign this would all agree to give their electors to whoever won the national popular vote. Stephen, I got to run, but thank you. That's a really important point. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much to do between now and November. We got a long way to go, a steep hill to climb. I'm very hopeful about the fall, but it's only going to happen if we all do our very best. So tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.